You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Have you ever looked through photo albums to learn more about your family? Do you ever feel the need to snap a photo to commemorate an event? Lauren Bonatti, a Penn State student, talks about her experience with old photographs in her essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
A picture is worth a thousand words, and it also captures a lifetime of history. One single photograph can capture the essence of a culture, the outfits, the cars, the houses, the lifestyle. You can listen to old stories of how your great-grandparents met, or how your great-grandmother came on a boat, worked night and day to support herself. But those stories don't feel nearly as real as seeing the images that captured such moments. I recently took a trip to upstate New York. Almost my entire extended family grew up there and is still living there. I ended up staying in my grandparents' house, the house my mother and her two sisters grew up in. I remember going over to my grandma and Poppy's house all the time in the summers to swim, in the winters for Christmas. My cousins used to gather for pasta salad in the spring and to do homework together in the fall. A house that already makes us feel so nostalgic holds what will trigger conversations that will last hours. Thousands of Polaroid photos and photo albums. During that trip to New York, I sat in the living room by the wood-burning fireplace with my grandma, my Aunt Kelly, and my Aunt Sisty. My grandfather walked in carrying a box full of photographs of him and my grandmother growing up, both of their extended families, and the family they built together. I couldn't wait to dig in and see what those photographs had really captured. My grandfather started by showing us old school photos of my mom and my aunts. Staring at those old photos helped me learn more about the time period when they attended school and the styles that were popular then. In one photo, my mom was dressed in this polka-dotted button-up with a ruffled sweater over top. Her hair was short with tight curls, and a pair of gigantic glasses sat on top of her nose. I joked with my grandma, "How could you let my mom out of the house like that?" And she just laughed. More and more photos of my mom and my aunt started circulating, and I could see how my cousins looked like my mom when she was younger, and how my siblings looked like my aunt. Then my grandmother took out photos of her and my grandfather when they were younger. Seeing my extended family together in one photo sparked conversation about distant relatives that now live all around the world, from Ireland to London to Hawaii. One box of photos led to family stories and family bonding. We're always told to live in the moment, but taking time to reflect on the past and how you got to where you are today is also special. Old photographs bring out the good and the bad, the hardships and the successes. But above all, they remind us of old memories and help us to create new memories together. I believe in old photographs.
Lauren Bonatti for WPSU's This I Believe. Bonatti is a junior at Penn State majoring in nursing. She enjoys taking photos and would like to create a scrapbook someday to keep them all together. Do you have a belief that has shaped the way you live your life? Write an essay and submit it to WPSU.org/believe. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's Bookmark. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.